Jane is cancelling her plans with her friend. Why can't she meet her?
Hi, Amy. It's Jane. I tried calling your mobile, but you didn't pick up, so I'm leaving this message. I'm just on the train and will be arriving at my station soon. Sorry, but I can't make the cinema tonight after all. I've had so many things to do today that I'm very tired and I have a bad headache, and I generally don't feel very well. I hope that's okay. Shall we meet up this Saturday instead? Bye.
Why can't she meet her? A. The train is late. B. There's an emergency. C. She's not feeling well. D. She's busy. Question 1. You are going to pick somebody up from the airport. What sort of suitcase will she have?
Hi, this is Margaret. I'd like to thank you for offering to collect my mom from the airport. I think it's better if I describe her so you know who to look for. She's got short brown hair and she's quite tall. She will have a small blue suitcase, so it'd be easy for you to identify who she is. Her flight arrives at 6 p.m. Thanks again.
Her mum will have a suitcase which is A. Brown and big, B. Big and blue, C. Small and blue, D. Small and black. Question 2. Joe leaves a message for his friend to suggest ways of getting to his house. How do most people usually get there?
Hi there. We're really looking forward to your visit next month, although our house can be difficult to travel to in the winter months. Some visitors take the train, but sometimes it doesn't run if there's snow. It takes about 6 hours. You can take a plane, but it's very expensive. The roads are usually the best option as they clear them of snow regularly, so most people hire a 4x4 vehicle and drive up. It takes about 8 hours. Call me if you have any problems.
Most visitors to Joe's house get there by A. Boat, B. Car, C. Train, D. Taxi. Question 3. Your assistant James calls to tell you about a business trip. What time does the train leave?
Hello, this is James calling from the office just to let you know that I have reserved our return tickets to London for tomorrow morning. Unfortunately, the first class section was fully booked, so we are in standard coach B on the 9:40 service from Central Station. Fortunately, it's the high-speed train, so we will arrive into King's Cross at 11:05. Please call me back on 987-654-321 to confirm that you'll still be traveling on that day. I'll be in the office until 5 today.
What time does the train leave? A. 11:05 a.m. B. 5 p.m. C. 9:14 a.m. D. 9:40 a.m. Question 4. Sean invites his brother to go to the shopping centre. What does he want to buy?
Hi, Sean. Do you want to come to the shopping centre with me on Saturday? I need to get some warm clothing for camping next month. I also want to buy a suitcase for my holidays. I bet you can help me with that, as you're really good with that stuff. Let's meet by the main entrance before lunch. I'll be sitting on the benches as usual. See you there.
Sean wants to buy A. A suit, B. A frame, C. Music, D. Clothes. Question 5. Listen to the message that Brad left for his friend Fiona. What can't he find?
Hi Fiona, it's Brad. Thanks so much for dinner last night. It was great to see you and everyone from university again. The thing is, I looked in my bag at home and I had my keys and my money, but my charger wasn't in my bag. Is it still plugged in at your house? Maybe it's in the kitchen. Could you check? Thanks. Bye.
Brad has lost his A. bag, B. keys, C. wallet, D. charger. Question 6. You overhear a couple deciding what to have for dinner. What type of takeaway food are they going to order tonight?
Listen, darling, I've had a difficult day today and I don't feel like cooking. Shall we go out for an Indian curry to the restaurant on the corner of our street? You know how much we love Keralan cuisine.
Well, I agree that we shouldn't cook, but what about ordering something in? We could watch a film and relax tonight. But the thing is that I had Indian for lunch today, so I wouldn't mind something else.
What about Thai food? We could get a takeaway.
Actually, I was thinking we could try that new Italian pizza place that has opened in town. They're offering free delivery as a special opening offer.
Sounds good to me. I'll grab a menu on my way home. It's next to the Turkish takeaway, isn't it?
That's the one.
The couple decide to eat A. Turkish food, B. Italian food, C. Keralan food, D. Thai food. Question 7. A customer is speaking to a waiter. What does she order for her main course?
Hello, what can I get you for today?
Oh, let me have a look on the menu.
May I suggest the steak special? It's proving to be very popular with customers.
Well, I do really like steak, but I'm not that hungry today.
Would you like to have fish instead?
Oh, yes. Does it come with chips or salad?
Either, really. It depends on how hungry you are.
What do you recommend?
Well, our chips are pretty famous.
But it might be a bit too heavy for me today. I think I'll have it with the salad then.
Good choice.
The customer decides to have A. steak, B. fish and salad, C. fish and chips, D. steak and salad. Question 8. You overhear a person speaking about a car. What isn't she keen on?
We bought a new car last week and I'm generally happy with it. The seats are so comfortable. Not like the ones in our old car. And I love the big windows because you can see everything around you. The color isn't what I wanted, though, but they only had it in black, which I'm not too keen on.
The woman isn't keen on A. the doors, B. the seats, C. the windows, D. the color. Question 9. You hear a recorded phone message to Andy. What does Rachel want Andy to get?
Hey Andy, it's Rachel. I need you to get something on the way home. We're okay for milk, as I bought some this morning. I forgot the bread for lunch, but I'll go buy that this afternoon. We do really need drinks. If you could grab a couple of bottles, please. They're too heavy for me to carry, and you have the car. I thought about getting some biscuits too, but decided against it as they're full of sugar. Thanks.
Andy needs to get A. some biscuits, B. some bread, C. some drinks, D. some milk. Question 10. Listen to two friends discussing the best city to visit. Which city does Jane think is the best?
What do you think is the best city to visit in England?
Well, let me see. London comes into mind, but I'm not sure about that one as it's too big and pricey.
What about Birmingham? It's definitely the second biggest in the UK, but cheaper, I guess.
Yeah, that's right, but it's crowded with people. What about Manchester? That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure it's one of the best places to visit.
Well, I'm having second thoughts as to whether it's not that great.
I suppose you're right. Hold on, York's quite special, isn't it? Harry Potter was filmed there, wasn't it?
Actually, it was. That's got to be the best place in the country.
Jane thinks that the best place to visit is A. York, B, Manchester, C, London, D, Birmingham. Question 11. You overhear two friends speaking about the man's job. What does he find difficult?
So, do you like working at the airport, Nick?
Well, yes, I do. The other members of staff are very helpful, and most of the bosses aren't too bad either. It's just the long hours I don't like. I have to get to work at 9 in the morning, and sometimes I don't finish till 9 at night.
Yeah, that sounds tough.
At least I don't have to work at the weekend like in my previous job. Now that was difficult.
What makes the job difficult? A. Working with the bosses. B. Getting on with his colleagues. C. Working long hours. D. Working at the weekend. Question 12. You can hear a woman talking about her experience in a hotel. What did she like the most about where she stayed?
When I arrived, I couldn't believe my eyes, as the views from the balcony were so beautiful. The weather was warm and the sun was shining. Oh, and my room was perfect, with a huge king-size bed and a jacuzzi in the bathroom. Total luxury. The hotel had a large restaurant, which served the most delicious food I've ever eaten. Amazingly, my whole stay was all-inclusive, so I didn't have to spend a cent during my whole stay. Definitely the best thing about my whole trip. Oh, and not to forget the spa and the sauna in the hotel gym where I spent most mornings. It was absolute heaven.
The best thing about her hotel was A. The luxury spa, B. Her view from the balcony, C. That it was all-inclusive, D. The fantastic weather. Question 13. Listen to the advertisement. What does Gilmore University offer to students this summer?
If you are planning on coming to England to study at Gilmore University, we understand that improving your language skills can be challenging. That's why we recommend you improve your English before starting the academic year. Gilmore University of Sciences, located in Leeds, offers a wide variety of different courses throughout the academic year that you can choose from. We have offers this year on many courses, as we know that coming from a different country is a big investment for our students. We pride ourselves on offering the quality of courses in the city. Even though our summer courses are not taking place this year, you can stay with a host family, which will definitely help you to learn to speak in a natural way and learn lots about the culture here.
This summer, Gilmore University offers you A. English language classes, B. Summer courses, C. Discounted courses, D. Host family stays. Question 14. You called the theatre information line. Which show is not suitable for children?
Thank you for calling the Albion Theatre. Here are our listings for the showtimes this week. The following information is from the 20th to the 26th of August. The popular musical Chicago is on every night this week at 7 p.m. Remember that this is unsuitable for minors due to the violent nature of some of the scenes. The family favourite, The Lion King, is replacing the long-running Cats on Saturday night, and Billy Ellis will be running every morning at 11 a.m. Kids go for free to both these shows with two paying adults. Bookings can be made online or by telephone.
Which show is not suitable for children? A. Billy Ellis. B. Albion. C. Chicago. D. Cats. Question 15. You can hear a hotel guest complaining to his travel agency. What does the man say was the only thing the travel agency advertised truthfully in the brochure?
Listen, I'm going to go through it again so you can fully understand. Your organization advertised the hotel where I stayed as a relaxing, comfortable, and enjoyable experience. If I'm not mistaken, that would mean the place had really comfortable beds and a relaxing ambiance, so you could enjoy it fully, right? Far from the truth. The beds were not comfortable at all, and I couldn't sleep most nights, and there were roadworks that you could hear from everywhere in the hotel. Oh yeah, one thing your brochure didn't get wrong was the extra charges to enter the pool. That wasn't enjoyable, was it? Now, do you understand why we want compensation?
The travel agency advertised correctly the A. Extra fees. B. Relaxing ambiance. C. Comfortable beds. D. Enjoyable experience. Question 16. Nick leaves a message for his friend Nathan. What time are the two meeting?
Hi Nathan, Nick here. This weekend is going to be a fantastic one. I booked the hotel and the flights were very cheap, so everything is sorted, buddy. I'm so looking forward to it. By the way, about dinner tonight, I'm afraid I can't make it, but I think we could meet before that. I have a meeting at 2 p.m. with my friend John, and later I have to pick up the kids from school by 4 p.m. So let's make it at 5 p.m, all right? We'll have enough time to talk about this weekend and finalize the details. We're going to have a great time. You'll see. See you later.
The two friends are meeting at A. 5 p.m. B. 4 p.m. C. 2 p.m. D. After dinner. Question 17. You overhear a message recorded by Stephen's friend. What does his friend recommend Stephen to do for his weekend trip?
Hi, Stephen. I heard you're after some advice about getting a car for your weekend trip to the mountains, as I know a lot about this type of thing. You'll need to get an all-terrain 4x4 vehicle with the best tires you can, since the weather can be bad and the roads aren't good. It's a pity your father's car is at the mechanic, as his is the best. Mine just isn't prepared for mountain roads, or I'd lend you it for sure. Your best bet would be to use the rental company I used over Christmas. They'll have the ideal vehicle for this type of trip. I know that buying one isn't an option, as they cost a fortune. Send me some pictures, as you know how much I love the mountains at this time of year. Bye.
His friend advises Stephen to A. Buy a new car. B. Hire a car. C. Borrow a car from his friend. D. Use his father's car. Question 18. You can hear a man talking about his studies. What did he find frustrating?
I went to grammar school, which my parents believed to be the best option to prepare me for my future career. We had the usual subjects such as English, art, all the sciences, which I really loved, foreign languages, sports, and the after-school clubs. I've always been keen on sports, but one thing I couldn't stand was my French teacher. It's not the subject matter I objected to, but I couldn't achieve the same results as the rest, so I guess I kind of gave up on it. I tell you what, the after-school clubs were the best for me. I really did enjoy them.
He felt really frustrated with A. Chess club. B. French. C. Sports. D. Social science. Question 19. Listen to some information about a school trip to a wildlife park. Where can they see the tigers?
Welcome to Tiger Paw Wildlife Park. Our wildlife park is unique as it has different enclosures for every animal which have been specially designed to replicate their natural habitats. You will board our cable car, which will take you through all the different animal enclosures. Firstly, you will visit the monkeys enclosure. We have many different types of monkeys living together. Next, you will see the elephants and the giraffes cohabiting in the savanna environment. Then, we'll stop for lunch and drinks. You can go to the toilet here. For our last tour, we will return to Monkey Wood to visit the nearby tiger enclosure.
Tigers can be seen. A. Close to the monkeys. B. In the savannah. C. By the entrance. D. Next to the toilets. Question 20. Listen to the information about a holiday apartment rental. When can you rent the apartment?
Hello, Ruth. It's Adam here. You wanted to know more about our beach apartment. Well, it's very close to the beach, just a 5-minute walk. The address is 245 Seaview Road. There are guests staying there at the moment, but they're leaving this Friday. We need to clean it on Saturday, and there's nobody around on Sunday, so we can't give you the keys. But if you want to let it from next Monday the 5th, that should be fine. It's €950 a week and has 5 bedrooms and a large terrace and swimming pool. There's also a barbecue in the garden you can use. Call me back to reserve it on 07768 765 5364.
The apartment is available from A. this Friday, B. next Monday, C. next Sunday, D. this Sunday. Question 21. A TV presenter is talking about the radio news. What improvement does he recommend?
What do I think about the news on the radio? No doubt it's rather dull. Not much to stimulate your intellect in today's ever-changing world. I guess that the news on TV is less factual and tells different stories, not only from around the country, but also international stories. Radio news is completely different, but to be fair, they have many different channels to choose from, mostly for locals. But having said that, they should be more focused on interesting happenings. No one really cares about the local council building a new road.
He recommends the radio news to A. have more international stories, B. be more interesting, C. include more across-the-country news, D. be less serious. Question 22. Monica is talking to a friend about a job interview. How did she feel after it?
You won't believe the interview I had the other day. It was at that very fancy clothing shop in town. Well, you know how I always get a bit overwhelmed beforehand, especially when I've got to think about my skills. As I'm not very sure of myself, I always look a bit concerned. Luckily, this time wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, so I felt great by the time I got home. Can you believe it?
How does she feel after the interview? A. Disappointed. B. Relieved. C. Concerned. D. Overwhelmed. Question 23. Listen to the conversation between Maya and her boss. What reason does Maya give for not finishing her project?
Hi Maya, how are you?
Actually, I'm not feeling very well today. I've got a terrible cold and couldn't eat my lunch, so I'm really hungry.
Sorry to hear that. But you have finished the project I asked you to do, right? The deadline is this afternoon.
No, I'm really sorry, but I haven't. I was about to hand it in when the accounting department called to change some of the data. I'm trying to make the alterations, but it's taking a long time. Could you perhaps give me an extension until tomorrow?
Maya hasn't finished her project because A. she forgot about the deadline. B. she's feeling ill. C. she's going for lunch. D. she has to update it. Question 24. Listen to two university students talking about an event. What is the special event?
How many days do we have left?
I think it's just 3.
I can't believe it. We're almost there.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I'll be doing the intro, right? About museums.
Yes, but I was thinking that we should cut out the section about theme parks or it'll be too long. Plus, I'm looking forward to the refreshments after we're finished.
Me too. Well, back to the project. You're in charge of the visuals and I'll do the speech. We need to practice this evening.
Okay, let's meet in the lecture room as it's always empty.
The special event is A. the end of school party, B. a visit to a museum, C. a visit to a theme park, D. a school presentation. Question 25. You hear a man and a woman speaking. Where are they?
What do you think about it? It has loads of room, hasn't it?
Well, it does. Look at all the posh clothes. They've got all the top brands.
I especially love the chairs. They look comfy, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. It looks like a shopping centre, all full of TVs.
Well, you must have some visuals if you want to sell expensive clothes.
I'm getting a bit dizzy with so many lights and this techno music.
In that case, let's go for a coffee then and relax.
Yeah, I really need a coffee first.
They are in A. designer outlet, B. a TV store, C. a coffee shop, D. a nightclub.